God has not filled you with the spirit of a slave, that you should be overcome with slavish fear, but He's given you the Holy Spirit of adoption, which gives you all the rights and privileges and honors of a legal child of God. Romans 8:15 speaks of the inheritance of the children of God in these words: "You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." That verse should be related to John 1, verses 11 and 12. "He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." As different as those verses are, they each speak of the legal right and privilege of each believing Christian to be called what he truly is, a child of God. Each believer has the power, authority, or right to be called a child of God because he has been adopted into the family of God as a legal son. To appreciate fully the privilege involved there, let us examine Romans 8:15. It will enable us to know more fully the deliverance we have in Jesus Christ. Consider first the spirit of the Christian. What spirit possesses the life of the person who is a new creature in Christ Jesus? Well, two things are said of him in Romans 8:15. The first, the Christian has not received the spirit of bondage and fear. Now, that term bondage is a form of the word which means bond slave. It was used in ancient times to refer to a person who was a slave and acted like a slave. Such a person was a bond slave without limit of time or protection against kinds of demeaning service. He was as the chattel of his master, as if he were almost not a person. Such a relationship with God would create fear, dread, and even terror, and that is absolutely not what the Christian has received in Christ. On the other hand, the Christian has received freedom and assurance, the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Full assurance, absolute confidence fills the heart of the person who is trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Consider 2 Timothy 1:7. "God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Such a relationship gives the Christian the sense of acceptance before God and produces peace in his heart. Then consider the position of the Christian. What is the Christian's relationship with God? Well, Paul wrote that God had given to each Christian the spirit of adoption. The term adoption derives from the joining of two Greek words which means a son and a placing. It signifies the place and condition of a son given to one to whom it does not naturally belong. In Romans 8:15, the believer is said to have received the Holy Spirit, who, given as the first fruits of all that is to be received by the Christian, produces in him the realization of sonship and the attitude of belonging as a son. Adoption is a term involving the signing to the relationship of believers as sons of God. The believer is born of the Holy Spirit and thereby receives the nature of God. He is given the spirit of adoption and thereby guaranteed all the rights and privileges due one who is a child of God. Paul wrote in view of the adoption practices of his day, and his meaning concerning adoption must be understood in that light. It was common in his day for a man of wealth to adopt a slave or some other child as his legal son and heir. To protect the adopted one, the law certified that one who had been adopted could never be disinherited by his adopted parent. Now think of the implication of that statement in relation to our adoption as the children of God, and rejoice. You have a relationship with God which He initiated and which can never be broken. The adoption of the Christian includes his whole being, spirit, soul, and body. Even the resurrection of the physical body at the return of the Lord Jesus is part of what is guaranteed to the children of God. What a wonderful salvation God has provided us in Jesus Christ. Now let us consider the witness of the Christian. There is something within the Christian which makes him recognize and confess his relationship with God. The text says, we cry, Abba, Father. Now that word cry does not mean to weep. It means to cry out, to shout. A little child is playing in the yard when his father comes home from work. He's filled with joy at seeing his father come and runs to meet him, crying out, Daddy, Daddy. Well, just so. The Christian recognizes his divine sonship and confirms it with shouts of joy. Abba, Father. Notice that the word spirit in the spirit of fear is in the lowercase letters, while the word spirit in the spirit of adoption begins with a capital S. Now, here's the reason. Spirit without the capital S refers to a person's attitude or disposition. It is as if we would say someone has a spirit of timidity, or a spirit of pride, or a spirit of covetousness. Well, reference is to one's manner, disposition, attitude. But spirit with the capital S in the Holy Scripture always refers to the Holy Spirit of God. Now notice that spirit of adoption refers to the Holy Spirit who has effected and assured adoption in us. The text says, God has not filled you with the spirit or attitude of a slave, that you should be overcome by slavish fear, but He's given you the Holy Spirit, which gives you all the rights and privileges and honors of a legal child of God. Consider the relationship of the Christian then. No wonder the Christian shouts out, Abba, Father. What a blessed recognition of relationship. Now, Abba is an Aramaic word. The slaves were forbidden to address the head of the household by that title. It was reserved for the use by the father's own children. Abba is almost a personal name. It's the word an infant used to speak of his parent. It indicates an unreasoning and absolute trust. Father, on the other hand, expresses an intelligent understanding of the parent-child relationship. The two are joined together in Holy Scripture to express the loving trust and intelligent confidence of a child in his parent. How beautiful that God would join those two terms, Abba, Father, and apply them to describe the relationship of the Christian to God. There is a reason He did so. Adoption speaks of a legal relationship that might be interpreted to some as cold and unloving, but not so. The child of God looks to his heavenly Father and calls Him by the titles of loving confidence and intelligent trust. Abba, Father. Is that the kind of relationship you have with God? It can be. When a person receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior by repentance from sin and personal faith in Him, the Holy Spirit comes within the human spirit to abide. That causes one to be regenerated or born again and adopted into the family of God. Oh, what a privilege. And that is what God has done to each person who is trusting Jesus. And that's what He will do for you. Father, we stand in awe at the idea that we have been born and adopted into the family of God Himself. Seems almost too good to be true. But You've said it in Holy Scripture, and we know it is true. And so we thank You that it is a personal and present relationship existing now and forever between You and every person who receives Jesus. So grant that many, understanding the privilege, may enter into that relationship today by repentance and faith. For Jesus' sake, amen.